My brothers and sisters, we dey welcome una to another edition of una favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name na Jumobada Isebitoma Miller Daka. Na me be the state director for National Population Commission, River State. And na me go be the una talk person for this program. But before the talk go come, I want una make we listen to the message we go take open the program from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesom Wike, the person where they initiate Reef Ethics.
Our Ogbonge Rivers people, on our welcome come another Reef Ethics Radio Weekend Talk program where they help us arrange our character and make it better pass as the day before. Remember say, if water where they run on top rock so they break the rock, not be because say the water get power past the rock. Now because the water know they rest until him break that rock. Make we know they make mouth when we they do our work. Make waiting we they achieve, make the noise we are supposed to make. Today talk concern World Population Day, waiting United Nations Alliance meeting where all the country we for this world be member, mark for calendar say, now the day where all of us supposed to know waiting be population or the number of people where them don't count put for book, whether na people where they their country or their state or their community. This year, the thing we then carry for mind as they won't take mark that day, now family planning, empowering people, developing nations. It means the United Nations won't touchlight how people they check how them they bonbon picking, and also how people they take up their self grow, and how country them they develop. It will show the better thing where family planning fit bring. It's supposed to make sure say, we understand say people get right to choose how many picking they want born, and whether the picking then go to follow their self like Doremi Fasolati do, or them go give picking gap before them born another one if them follow family planning. This family planning matter get as they benefit people, make them live better life, and they help make sure say them mama and the picking too, their body then they kakaraka. Them talk say if woman fit arrange how her family could be, then she go fit arrange how her life could be too. Family planning they help to fight poverty. It also help papa and mama them plan for future and to check how to manage their money, make it reach cover school fees and to take care of their picking them when they know they well. On top of everything, family planning nine be waiting they make sure say woman wey don born picking fit get herself back well. It help make pasha no dey inside waiting person suppose get, not minding whether the person na man or na woman. It commot poverty and it make sure say people fit they go school like how their mate them they do for other country. If we look at well, we go see say, if we count 8 people, one person inside them know they see food chop before he go sleep for night. This poverty level na big problem where we suppose put eye on top well to fight inside our family. Poverty be like say, then give better punishment to people where no fall law or no do anything with they bad. So it good make everybody for this world where get better mind, fight this suffer come out from their side. One Indian Baba, before where he name na Mahatma Gandhi talk say, poverty na be the biggest agbero where they beat human being up and down. Waiting this one may be say, when mama gets good health, she dey help all of us to develop because our pikin, our family and our community go get good health too. And all of us go dey kankwe. The before Oga of this United Nations where he name na Kofi Annan talk say, the matter of say make people know the show pasha between boy and girl or man and woman big pass any plan where people want achieve because na something we must dig ground if we want come out the suffer of poverty from our side and our community, and to make sure say this world good day for our children and better government could be our portion. Now Nelson Mandela we talk say, now only if we go school, now we go fit change the world to make it better as we want them to be. In short, we no fit talk how book matter fit help us for this life finish. This family planning work cannot be small matter at all, because it concern plenty things we fit help us continue to live better life for this world well. If we just sit down, think how we go take achieve something for our mind, but we no come plan how we won't take do am, it means say na just wish for our mind, as no action follow the wish. Now the same thing for our family, because if we won't make our family better, we go cool down and use family planning, plan am well. One big oga for England before where he name na Winston Churchill, he join mouth with all that big oga them talk say, person wey fail to plan ahead of waiting he want for in life don't already plan saying go fail. So make we know say family planning no be a matter of if I like am I go do am, because If you want get better family history, you must do family planning. It gets some people who ain't know they follow family planning. And this kind thinking starts from waiting them don't learn as small picking for their community and then don't they take them as culture. But we're not going to fit achieve better if the only thing we will sabi now to the copy waiting other people they do because them call them culture and tradition. All of us supposed to know by now say this life get as it take arrange different exam give everybody. And nobody get the same exam like in brother or in forefathers. So all of us must think how we could take answer the question where life give us. Every of us must think how our own family go succeed. For this World Population Day, where they come on the 11th of July 2017, make we make sure say we tell everybody say family planning no be matter. Where people go the beg other people make them get them. No. Now something will be everybody right because it go help us know whether we dey grow and if development don't dey set for our community then. Our talk person today na Oga Jumbo Braye M. Daka. And na him be Oga Patapata for Population Commission for this way River State. And na him go bring out more things. We go help us understand wetin dey inside the name, family planning, empowering people, developing nations. And this one na the theme for this World Population Day for this year. Make we enjoy waiting and go tell us and don't forget to carry the lesson we on our learn here put them for our life. Our better rivers people. Make we not forget saying our good character they announce us give other people for public. I pray may Papa God bless on her and on our family and may God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you just tune your radio, the talk where would they talk now? Na Reef Ethics and Namibi Chumombara is a Bietoma Mila Daka where they host on for today. And the things then where I go speak now on population matters. And I can't look say maybe some of us no go fit to understand the meaning of waiting be population. So I go first open on our eyes for waiting population mean. Population, waiting it mean be say in a it they count people where they live inside the country or where they live inside obodo village or communities. So automatically waiting in the talk be say it involve taking down the total record, that is you take down all the people where be children, adults, that is men and women, youths where they live inside particular area or village or country, that is given point in time now be the thing where they call population. Now, some of una go fit ask why una go do population or waiting be population. The reason why then they do population. Population, they help government to know the people where they work and then how they go come share the things and where they come from areas and the people where don't reach the age to work. Now, another thing now, population census, waiting the thing mean. It means say, now the thing where they count one by one of people where they live inside village, inside town, inside country. That is men, children, boys, girls, even the disabled where they live inside village, inside town, inside country. And the thing mean. At this point in time, now waiting come make us constant before you people. Now, this year, on the 11th of July 2017, now United Nations Fund, where they call Obodo Yibo, where they support population activities. They mark the World Population Day. And why they mark World Population Day? The reason be say, it want make people know the things where they associated or related. How them go do family planning? How you go plan your family? And then men and women. The difference where they between men and women. That is how the man should be treated equally with the woman. And then the thing where be say, food self no day, poverty. For people to eat and how provision, that is government go fit help provide the things when you go maternity, the things where they take treat woman matter, maternal mortality. So observance where they come on the 11th of July, everybody they like them. Why everybody they like them? Because the thing where they talk, now if they talk on the population where they go eye every time, waiting them go feed do, the things then where they connected with population trends and the issues, the matters where go raise, how NGOs go fit support government? Because when pressure go de plenty for the working population, you discover that the rate where people they go thief, they go do bad thing, it they increase, and that one is no good. So how the government go fit do so that this youthful population, that is the people where they younger class, no go fit, they go do crime, they do chugu chugu, they do nonsense, you no go come out, our government go fit do to support? Because the government, UNIFPA, that is the donor people, don't look and say, the more people they increase plenty, and then job no day, or even the job where they in no day encouraging, and then the citizen, the people where they live, especially in the rural, nobody they support them, then most of them then go come they expose, their rights will not be taken care of. It no good, that one. Then you go see, say the bad things where people they do, where they included, say you go thief picking from one side, like some nurse they do thief picking, go sell for millions, go sell for 100,000, 500 and all the rest. It go increase. And this time, this donor people, then they talk, say they obodo Ibo people, then they talk, say no good. That kind of thing, they discourage people. You go thief human being, even those where they working class, then go do the thing where they not supposed to do. So that one no good. Even the marriage, early marriage, by right woman, where go marry, go be now from 18. But you go see the one where they go marry even 10 years, like the one where we hear recently. And the problem of vaginal vestula, that is the spoiling of the system, they come in, and that one no good. These donor people and even the government, they don't like her. That is why then they talk, say, make them encourage, create awareness, so that woman, make she know when she's supposed to marry. And the issue of terrorism, no say na youth people, those are our small children. Now then they cause them, no be the one where they matured and responsible or reasonable. Now, see, don't come rich, make a jailbreak small. We go come back again.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
If you just did tune your radio to this talk, this one na Reef Ethics on radio. So me, I be your host, Jumonbara Esibietoma Miladaka. And the thing where they talk, I've been the talk now, World Population Day. Now I have been the talk. I never talk and complete before we come go break. So waiting at the talk, we say, if you now look at Nigeria, the population where we come be, that is, we don't plan to reach 191.6 million. And this one too much. And then the percentage now 2.55. The whole world, you see, say Nigeria, they rank 7. And that means that the people will go depend on the people where they work, where say na school matter, na food, this way you go take help me here and there. You go see, say you go increase. And that one, no tell better for a growing country where we say na Nigeria. It no good. So as the population, they plenty they go. As the population, the people where they live in a particular area or geographical area or town or village, they grow plenty. It go make the facilities where them go use, there will be much of constraint. That is, the constraint is that many of the things provided, you know, go tell better. And with the country now, where recession day plenty, where we say to eat now from leg to mouth, where things they hard. You go see, say when the thing they increase, even the revenue where they tax and the things where government go take help so that facility, the things that where we go use, like schools, roads, and all the rest go come. It go day frustrating. It go worry the government. And that is why the World Population Day this time, they make us to remember, say, we self will be part of the population, that is, people where they grow every time as a nation. And then, it's important, say, we should ensure, say, we do something to control them. So this year, the population, where they encourage, the name na family planning, a way where government go fit, empower, help people, and then develop, especially the women. And then this year own, don't come clash with family planning, where initiative where they want start to prepare against the year 2020. When person get access to safe voluntary family planning, you know, say if you they aware, say look, if you now plan your children, you know, just like as some women they do, he born the September this year. Then he go born another one again, February next year. Then he go born another one again, December next year. He no plan the beginner. And as he no plan, he go see say, at the end of the day, the pressure, he go come day on top the man and the woman. Because the facilities to help them, he no go come day. So there is need, the woman and the man, the families, they supposed to know say, now to plan their family is their right. Now be the topic where we they talk, is their right. And that one too, they attach to man and woman, say then they equal. So if you are empowering, empower the woman, empower the man. If the man has little or nothing, like the situation I go witness, where many men know they for work, and then the woman only now they manage the family. You will discover that in terms of when more children are produced, you know, go help, you go worry. So this year focus, it did say make everybody assist in terms of family planning, especially in the villages where no day for urban, that is for town. So that at the end of the day, you discover that then go feed, help themselves. Because there are many women where they helpless and they don't know what to do. So there is need for emphasis on family planning. Many of our women, especially the women that were there for village, many of them, they don't know how to avoid pregnancy, make them no get belly. Because they need to use family planning methods. Even the ones where they use safe, you know they safe and effective. Waiting concourse and now, they no get information on how they go about them. Then healthcare self, you know they. Some even when they, doctors know they. Or even the medicine know they. The medicine they serve, how they go manage and they don't know. Support no day, even from partners or communities. So if they worry them, if they disorganize them, if they frustrate them, so now to create awareness, make them know, like the woman saying, all right, make she know, say, look, the pikin that where she go born, one, say, make she reach the actual age, that is from 15 and above, she go fit marry. But not the one way we they see in this present world, where then they go 10 years, seven, they go marry, 11 years, they go marry. If they worry the body, so if they cause the germ where they make women, they die quick, and that the thing where they make women they die when they go inside labor room. Now one of the things where they cause them, where Oyibo people they call them vaginal fistula. Say plenty too much. Apart from that, if you see them, because of money no day to buy food eat. When money no day for family to buy food, woman no get, man no get. Where money go come out? Nowhere. You no go thief. The worst thing go do go go enter cultism, and that one say they worry the society. So that one, now make with the talk say there is need, we go make sure say make we join hand together, face am both government too, and everybody make we join hand together. So therefore this year, 11th July, this year World Population Day is celebrated by business groups. That is the people where they for business, even the community, the CDCs, the health people, then the people where they for health, even the individuals, in many ways, different ways. Like them fit organize seminar, discussions, even for education, they go talk about education class, sessions, talk show, like the one where they do here. It is necessary, so that now another way where they create the awareness for the women then, for the men then, even for the women where be underage, where they go marry. Some of them say, no be out of their own making, no be their own volition. Now them, then they make them, they go marry. So it no good. Now be the thing where they talk. Make we go for break. For now, after this time, we'll go come back to meet them again.
Countryman, stop the violence against women and girls. You know, say, inside every three women, one don't experience one form of violence or the other inside our society. Violence against women and girls is a very big crime against humanity. Remember, say, women's rights now also the rights of humans. So stop them. Stop those small attack and katakata against women and girls. Whether now from boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife, stop them. Even those ones where they treat women where their husband just die any and anyhow, alias widowhood practices, stop them. Or even those ones where they cut women private parts in the name of tradition, stop them. Make guys stop them. Don't gather rape girl, na evil. Stop them. Don't use wrong words against women. E no good at all. Stop all this country, man. Make we work together to bring down this katakata against women and girls by to open our voice and let everybody know say e no good. Stop them. Or report anything where you see where be katakata or any kind of violence against women to the normal authority so that they go feed deal with that person crime according to the law. For those who don't be victims or even survive any of these things, make you call Police Human Rights Department for 080-3677-2542 or the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria for 070-8060-1917 or Federation of Women Lawyers, alias FIDA, for 081-7926-1644. Stop the violence against women and girls. Now, Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, they bring on this message. And at the Nigerian Stability and Reconciliation Program, alias NSRP, they support her.
On a welcome, if you just they listen to this talk. This talk na Riv Ethics. And me abi your host, Jumonbarai Mila Daka. Since I don't speak on the World Population Day, and I talk of the one way make appropriate organizations help women, especially those of them where no get money, where they poor, where they helpless, especially even in the rural areas. Because if you look at now those people where they rural areas, like now in River State, waiting we get now 23 local government. Inside the 23 local government, so many villages and towns, they plenty. And all these people, then many of them, if you not tell them waiting it mean, maybe say you go plan your children. Some of them don't know what we mean by planning children. Their own, even some cases where some of them, their eye don't open small. The men, then they force them. And we're not supposed to be like that. Men not supposed to force them. Government, they support them for this family planning issue. So that is encouraging. Even the counterpart funds from the donors, the government, they try. Our present government are trying so that they make sure that they boost the efforts of the family planning. But then, at the same time, yeah, they use this period to appeal to the NGOs, the companies, even private organizations, make them come in, help, so that they can be able to support, create awareness to the local woman, to the woman that does not know her left and right, for a way forward. Now, at this point in time, I will go into the one where they talk the problem. Problem where they associated with the census. Census, where would they take? That is problem because there is a high level of illiteracy. The people where they do the census, people where they conduct them, then go school plenty. But the people where they go call to assist them to do the work, or some people where they can't join them, they don't know the relevant, the thing where, why, where then they conduct population census. Because of that, they go take an attach to their own selfish goal. That is, say, make it be for their own selfish goal. And it's not supposed to be like that. Another one now, the huge cost. Money too plenty to conduct census. That is another problem. Because, for instance, now, in 1991 census alone, as per figures available, that is the figure where we will get for hand, it shows say over 334 billion naira, both from government. Now it come out. Even politics, they interfere. Religion, ethnicity, geographical barriers, transportation, poor regional planning, a plenty where they worry population. That is accurate census taking. And we are saying that there is need for all hands to be on deck so that the thing that way the cost goes low for census taking, there will be a way forward for them. That will be the thing where will they talk. Census good because it they help us to know the size, the total number where they stay for the country. It they help to know the total number where they stay for the village, town. It they important. Total number of people where they live for the country. The government know it go make them to be able to plan. To be able to know how they will distribute their resources. Even to help them to make revenue estimate. That is, if they make the government to know number of taxable adults that will inform, that is, the expenditure, the people where they go tax, so that it will help to know the budget where they will make for the country. Even the way they will take, they think for the way forward, for provision, that is, the facilities where they will use, like roads, health, schools, and education, and all the rest. That is, it will help them to look into the future. And in terms of provision of food, housing, it will help. It helps to determine the standard of living, the living way people they live, whether they're too poor, or if they're average, or if they're too high. Like now in the country now, the standard of living, the per capita income is very low. That is, the money where they come out per person, it is very low. It's not supposed to be like that. And it helps government to form revenue formulas and the resources where they get. Like now, we'll talk of Oil River State, for instance. This revenue where they come, the money where they come from oil, how them go come distribute the resources. Now, by way of knowing how many where the state get, or the community get, or the localities get, or local government get, how many people they live. So it will help them if the place get plenty population, the population plenty high. You go know like Lagos State and Kano State, like rivers now as per the 2006 census. we are about 5.something million. And then we know that Lagos and Kano, the Afrika is 10 point something and 11 point something and above. So those areas, the population rather is higher. So in terms of distribution of population, it's very high to those areas. And even creation of constituencies, even provision of social amenities, in terms of housing amenities, water, electricity, roads, schools, hospitals, allocation of parliamentary seats, so many of them. So we need to put our heads together, all of us, both government, NGOs, private company, individuals, companies, everybody put our heads together to work along with population census, that is national population, so that we can be able to achieve the desired goal objectives. Thank you so much.
My correct and confirmed country people, that's what the program River Tales take my break today. And at this show, cautiously show say, the program, it touch your body and make your body the papaje. As all of us enjoy body together to make sure say, our society, now better place for everybody. You could fit download this program today on, or the one we don't do before. And if you know join body for today program, countryman, you can fit enter my website, will be www.rivertis.com to listen and to download all the episodes of this program, countryman. No forget, say, to carry this support code on the show, take give your friends, the ones waiting for school, plus including people for your community. Now, FOC, that one are free or for charge. Oh, yes. Join body on top Live Ethics family now for Facebook and Twitter. It is very simple. Now, at Live Ethics, and you can fit call our phone numbers to take ask question as a concern what we don't talk today, plus including the ones we don't talk before. The phone numbers now, 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706. You can fit send us an email on top riveatis@gmail.com. Countryman, this program, Live At This, as I tell you, if you listen to that for 5 radio stations for inside the River State, every Saturday, on top 92.3 Nigeria Info, now from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock Bonkwell. Then on top Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, now 9 o'clock in the morning till you reach 10 o'clock. And they will come play the program again on top the same time on Sunday. On top Rhythm 93.7, now from 2:30 in the afternoon till they reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Sunday, they will come play the program again for the same time, I don't tell you so. Then on top Treasure 98.5 FM, now 6:30 in the evening till they reach 7 o'clock. Then we'll come still play the program again on Sunday around 5:30 in the evening till it reaches 6 o'clock. On top Wazobia 94.1 FM on Saturday, now 5 o'clock for evening till it reaches 5:30. I sure so na hear that one. Until next week, countryman, with another person we will talk more for this program. So, don't forget to say, the way you talk, not the way you behave. So, therefore, talk well and behave well. And I wish everybody confirm and correct week ahead. A salute.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.